Welcome back to the Cost Segregation Authority series from Matt Cost Segregation. Today we are looking at a short but important rule. It is Revenue Procedure 2002-19, and what it does is answer a specific question. When you catch up on missed depreciation through a cost segregation study, when exactly do you get the tax benefit? Let me back up and explain the setup. When you change your accounting method with the IRS, there is often a difference between what you did in the past and what you should have done under the new method. The IRS calls that difference a Section 481A adjustment. It is essentially a reconciliation. You are squaring up the old way with the new way. In a cost segregation context, here's what that looks like. Say you bought a building 5 years ago. You have been depreciating the whole thing over 39 years. A cost segregation engineer comes in and identifies components that should have been in the 5-year class. There is a gap. The depreciation you took was smaller than what you were entitled to. That gap is your catch-up. That is your Section 481A adjustment. Now, the question is, do you get to take that catch-up all at once, or do you spread it over several years? Revenue Procedure 2002-19 answered that. It set a rule based on which direction the adjustment goes. If the adjustment is in your favor, meaning it is a deduction, you take it all in the year you make the change. Year 1, 100%. If the adjustment goes against you and increases what you owe, you spread that over 4 years. For cost segregation, almost every retroactive study produces an adjustment in your favor. You are correcting a method that was too slow. The fix lowers your taxes, so under this rule, you take the entire catch-up deduction in the year you file Form 3115. Think about what that means in practice. Say, your look-back study finds you missed $100,000 in depreciation over 5 years. You do not get $20,000 per year going back. You get all $100,000 in the current year. One filing. One deduction. That is a significant benefit, and this procedure is the rule that makes it work that way. Revenue Procedure 2002-19 has since been absorbed into the current method change framework, which is Revenue Procedure 2015-13. The timing rule it established is still in effect today. So when you see a retroactive study with a large lump sum catch-up, this procedure is part of the legal foundation that allows that deduction to land in a single year. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. The full authority library is in your report.